Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 102 of IGEL Weekly. I'm your host today, Andy Whiteside. I've got Chris Feeney with me. Chris, glad to have you back. We're going to talk about signage today, and I've been, believe it or not, excited to talk about signage with IGEL and our partner LG for a while now. I'm glad you brought this topic today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Christmas is on the horizon here in the next couple weeks, so exciting times ahead. So. But yeah, I'm glad we've got this topic to discuss today. It's been one that as I've been walking around really pretty much since mid-July of last year, very interested to have this conversation. So
yeah. And you mentioned Christmas. Christmas is a great time to talk about signage. During Christmas, you're overwhelmed with signage and other marketing related things. But truth is, it happens year round, whether it's marketing, which yes, of course, and whether it's content and information. Yeah, I go to the airport every other week probably, and signage is everywhere. Occasionally you get to see that Windows blue screen of death thing. Not occasionally, almost every time you go to the airport, you find at least one situation like that. And when you see that, you think there's gotta be a better way. And then I go to customer meetings. I see it everywhere, not necessarily blue screen to death, but you see signage everywhere and you start to wonder, how are they doing that? And is there a better, more efficient, more scalable, manageable way?
Yeah. Well, I've even noticed that, just for example, I don't normally go to McDonald's, and it's definitely way different than it was when you and I were growing up, probably back in the, 80s, for example. Recently went overseas to London with my family, and we just happened to, walk into a McDonald's just to grab a quick, snack or something. Everything was digital signage, order on the menu, touchscreen kind of thing. The majority of that was kind of how you did that. And then here a couple weeks ago in Raleigh, after dinner, we were like, let's go get a hot fudge sundae. So I pull into the drive-thru and I'm like, what's going on? I finally said, let me just go inside. I walk inside, there's nobody at the counter, and all I see is these signs, and I look up on the menu board and everything's digital signage. It's just like, what in the world just happened?
Yeah.
So it's definitely becoming more and more of a thing. And if you're walking around any downtown area, like Chicago, for example, you'll see digital signage there as well. So it's kind of what's interesting is as you read through this blog today, he makes a reference to a similar example there, where you kind of all of a sudden start noticing this after you buy a certain car. Everybody has your own car. So,
yeah. So the blog for today's IGEL Secure Digital Signage, written by Andy Pryor from September 17th of this year. Mm-hmm. Starts off with a trouble-free OS, a perfect companion for digital signage. I'll say this, I have 2 points here. One, love Windows, grew up on Windows, still use Windows every day for certain use cases. I would not use it for digital signage. I was at the Microsoft Ignite conference today. They've come out with this very, very, very lightweight Windows thing, and it might be perfect for signage, except they're not going to allow you to use it for that. They're only going to allow you to use it for what use case they believe in. I think it was called the Microsoft Link. It's used for driving workloads to Windows 365. It might be much, much better for signage than their legacy products, the bigger, fatter products, but they don't care. All they want you to do is use it for what they want you to use. And that's where you need companies like IGEL that see the world holistically for, higher end computing needs, as well as for signage. And you get the same operating system. You just get it, get the same operating system, same license. You just get to use the part that makes sense without having to be held hostage over what you might really want it to do.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I was thinking about that product launch that they announced. It is a specific device for a specific thing. And in contrast, for something as simple as digital signage, and I think we'll talk about this as we go through, because you had to be not paying attention earlier this year when a lot of digital signage, many of us didn't know, were running Windows and they got impacted. And at the end of the day, you really don't need a ton to display stuff. And so IGEL has already had that capability, but with our switch to OS 12, we're making it basically the Staples Easy Button. Let's just make this a lot simpler, and we'll talk about that today in our podcast.
So let's hit your point again real quickly. You don't know what you don't know, and once you know it, you can't unknow it. And that's called the phenomenon, it's called intentional blindness or perceptual blindness. And now that you're listening to this, you see a blue screen of death, whatever the latest blue screen of death is in the Windows world, and it's all over the place in signage. And you probably historically just glanced at it and just kept moving. And now that you know that there's things like the CrowdStrike issue that happen, you're like, hey, I see that now, and I see that that didn't have to happen if they didn't run Windows and whatever security stack or whatever the management layer was on top of it. This could have been avoided, and you start to notice it's 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 10% of the signage you see is broken at any moment in time. That's a very large addressable need.
Oh yeah, I mean, in the sheer volume of how many of those are out there. We've definitely, I can't name names, but we've definitely had a lot of conversations since then around just this simple use case, digital signage. It's because think about the impact of that, right? I mean, you walk into an organization or it's an airport or whatever, like, and all you see is that, and you're like, wow, that impacted such and such organization. It begs the question, well, what else might they get impacted by potentially? So I like the fact that in the title of today's blog, it says secure digital signage, and there's a secure in there for a good reason,
yeah,
which we'll talk about here.
If I could rewrite the title, I'd say IGEL, secure and simple digital signage.
Right, exactly, yeah. Excuse me.
So after the intro, the next paragraph says introducing the IGEL Digital Signage app. Can you explain what the app is?
Very simply, we have an app that has been purpose built to when you install it, you can then point to a website, a file, things like that, a presentation or something that kind of loops around or whatever it might be. A slideshow that kind of rotates or just a web page that is getting refreshed or whatever. And so it's super simple to install and set up. It could be used for a variety of things, such as some of the items I mentioned earlier noted in the blog would be things like display boards of, if you're in a transit area, the trains, schedule, airlines, things like that. It could be in a hospital setting where it's just, blood drive, foam in, foam out, kind of, whatever it might be, or patient information or regarding to in a nursing area where you just got a status board. There's a long list of these things. Of course, in retail, how many shops do you see where something is catching your eye? Maybe it's a static image, or maybe it's a rotating set of things. And so there's a number of things, but the digital signage app is in the OS 12 portal, and it's there for just a super simple thing. And the nice thing is, again, you could put the OS on a very old piece of hardware, and all you want to do is digital signage. Just throw this app on there, and now you can repurpose some of those devices that you were destined for the dumpster, right? And I know, obviously, the efforts you've made and the sustainability with, the Computers for Community. I mean, being able to repurpose those devices and give them, an extra life, latch them onto the back of a monitor or whatever. I know we even talked at one point about that Intel Compute Stick, right? That small USB that's literally an Intel x86 machine, but you put IGEL on there and throw the digital signage app, plug it into the back of a monitor or an LG device, for example, and then there you go.
Yeah. Okay, so there's two paragraphs here. The second one says the IGEL Digital Signage app. So I'm going to combine these two. So, Chris, I didn't know, and I'm actually looking at your app portal now as we're talking, that you guys had so OS 12 lays down the basic OS, and then everything you need on top of that comes out of your app portal. Is there an actual app in that portal called the Digital Signage app?
Yes, it should be. It is. I was trying to, while we're talking live, I was trying to pull up the app portal itself. But it should be called the Digital Signage app. Mm-hmm. I apologize, I don't have it already up and running on for today, but
that's all right. But that's the thing, the IGEL you know, go back to 11, OS 11 and before, it was something you could configure within the settings, within the policy settings, profile settings. But it wasn't something that was a canned thing. Now it's an actual, you know, pre-built app that allows you to manage this stuff and push the updates down to your iGel units. Is that right?
Yeah, it's that's been basically the focus is a simple, centrally managed solution that you can, you know, push configuration settings down. There's no additional agent needed. It's extremely small footprint. And it's designed primarily for that kiosk mode thing, right? Nobody's logging into the device. It's just there, and you can even run it on a device that's running, you know, 2 gigs of RAM. You know, again, not a ton of hardware requirements for this particular use case.
So I'm really getting interested in this business use case, which, I knew I would be. How many digital signage devices do you think there are in the United States alone?
That is a great question. I would dare say the millions when you begin extrapolating that across lots of different industries. You certainly got a taste of that in the if you were traveling by any means during July 17th. Tons of displays in the airport. I mean, times worldwide kind of stuff.
So let me read you what our friend Google search says. The global digital signage market was estimated at $24.86 billion in 2022 dollars, expected to reach $26.76 billion in 2023. That's a whole lot of devices.
Yeah. And what was interesting is you look at the ones that unfortunately got hit. And did you know that those were running Windows 10 or 11, for example, and needing, you know, to be secured with, you know, these all kinds of things and tools on the endpoint when all the thing was being used for was displaying, you know, airline flights or a simple, you know, message board, whatever it might be, you know, not a huge use case, but you really need Windows on that device to do the same thing.
No, you don't. And you never did, but that's all you had. That's the only option you had for a while. Linux, obviously there's been some flavors of it, but nobody who's addressing it the way iGel is, as part of just an overall operating system, but you only have to install the piece that matters. So you mitigate the overall risk that Windows would bring with it.
Yeah, and I think that's been really kind of the key focus is that event really kind of brought attention to the fact that, wow, I mean, and just to be clear, it's not like we never had this capability before. We could totally do this already.
Yeah.
We just built an app that made it much more simple to do. Yeah. And we had already honestly had that in the works. We announced it before that event. So it was really an announcement that we made back in April, May at our digital or a disrupt event in Miami. Yeah. But now we have this app available and there's been a lot of great interest in it.
Yeah. And the event that you're, I think, intentionally not talking about out loud, that was the CrowdStrike outage, which was not actually a CrowdStrike outage. It was a Windows outage associated with CrowdStrike, caused by you know, maybe some code that wasn't necessarily totally appropriate, but pushed out by the owners of those Windows devices that use CrowdStrike. That's what caused all this. And you guys were already in the works of doing this. And it's the whole, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Well, we all woke up that morning realizing that the digital signage world was broken and it never had to be.
Yeah. And like I said, we've out of that, when customers kind of came back up and were breathing again, a lot of them came back to have this conversation. We actually had this use case kind of outlined across multiple industries. It's just that some of those, even early this year, January, I remember when it was at a meeting and we kind of glanced over this digital signage display board kind of thing. And as we, you know, I probably spent maybe 15 seconds talking about it, then I moved on And then the guy was like, hey, can you go back to that? And then we discussed it. They had like 1,000 devices out there that were used for display boards. And, it wasn't, it was a healthcare setting, so it wasn't a lot of, user interaction, but they had 1,000 of those, and it was important for them to, keep those devices up, and they use them for different things, right? Public facing, healthcare customer. I mean, you walk into any lobby of a hospital, you're going to see some kind of digital signage on the screen or whatever. And so for them, it was very important to, understand how could we do that. And obviously we were prefacing that with the IGEL preventive security model, which is outlined here in this, or at least touched on briefly in this blog as well.
Right. Yeah. And what's so interesting about the IGEL solution, it's really just the same old solution, not same old, the new version of the solution, which is a very minimal OS with just the applications that are appropriate for the use case, in this case, the signage app. But you didn't have to reinvent anything. You took your modern solution stack and now applied it to this very large addressable space.
Yeah, very much so. So,
So in the blog, it has 10 reasons. IGEL OS is a great design, a great digital signage solution. Number one, we'll hit these one at a time. I'll let you address them. Centrally managed.
yeah, easy to manage these devices from our UMS tool, Universal Management Suite. Pretty straightforward.
And that's the same management suite that's managing all those thin clients that you have out there. It's to just manage signage simultaneously.
Correct. Tens of thousands, as if depending on how many you need, it's 100% scalable to your needs.
So I think we've hit this a couple of times, but secure by design.
Yeah, I mean, that's just in the base preventive security model. IGEL has always been designed from the ground up with security in mind, the read-only operating system approach, among other things. And so, not necessarily needing to have additional tools to secure the OS itself, we've already got that baked in.
Yep, I'm gonna read the next one, but I'm gonna translate real quick. No need for additional BS. Oh, I'm sorry, agents.
I kind of touched on it with the previous one. That's correct. We never really needed that at all, just to, continue to secure it. And I think that certainly is obviously an update outage is often what we're referring to, the CrowdStrike incident, a trusted tool with an update. And unfortunately, that didn't go very well. For us, we don't need those types of agents to secure an operating system that's already locked down.
Yeah. I'm gonna highlight on this one real quick. Small footprint, but for all my thin client folks out there, that doesn't mean the hardware is small. It can be, and it should be, when appropriate, small. We're talking about the operating system, small footprint, and the management layer, small footprint.
Yeah. It says earlier in the blog, I'll preface this. Earlier this year, when OS 12 had an update version, we added support for devices that were only like 2 gigs of RAM, which is extremely low. But for a use case such as this, that's really all you need. So not a ton of footprint required. So you could take an old thin client that maybe had, I don't know, 4 gigs of space or 2 gig, or you could throw it on there, 2 gigs of RAM. And then this app is not very large. I'm looking at it right now. Let's see how large it is. It's 36 megabytes. That's the size of the app itself when it's installed. So you've got an OS-based system that's 1.15 gigs. Throw this on there, and that's really, less than 2 gigs of space, less than 1.5 gigs of space. So.
The next one says read-only OS, which you can translate back to the security model if you want. I'm going to translate it into stable and stability.
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing about the design of IGEL from always the beginning is, if you try to modify anything when you reboot the machine, it's back to where it was. And obviously, you can lock it down so you can't modify it. But that's secure. Go back to the design. I mean, it's there to, stay consistent. And we have customers that have really had very little updates to their devices over the years, and they just, it just runs, and it's run so well that they haven't really upgraded because they haven't needed to until, they come back around. It's like, oh, I've been running this thing for 8, 9, 10 years kind of thing. So.
So we've talked about the security model. We just talked about the read-only concept of it. This next section, this next line or reason says only allow trusted and digital signage code to run. Think about this. If a foreign actor wanted to shut down the United States of America, they could hack signage at the, you know, the one of our indexes, one of our market indexes, like a NASDAQ, Wall Street, or they could just go in and get a hold of a bunch of Delta Airlines kiosk and just manipulate the gate numbers, and our a lot of our economy or a lot of our travel industry would shut down instantly.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, truth be told, there's at least two airlines that are speaking to IGL specifically about this use case because of that incident. So, and I think they're moving forward on quite a bit of things. So it's pretty important to them. I mean, I think there's also a trust factor involved. I mean, for me, when I flew into the day that happened, I flew into Fort Lauderdale, and the airline I was on, JetBlue, was not impacted. I think Southwest and maybe a couple others, but the ones I normally fly on were definitely impacted. And you take that into account, you're like, wow, that's interesting, right? Because what did that actually mean? You know, because I didn't thankfully have to stand in line and try to redirect my flights to, you know, another flight or whatever like that. But it does pause and give you some, time to reflect on that as you're thinking about it. But
Chris, next one is kiosk mode displaying your digital content. What does that mean?
So when you're doing these things, you basically just boot up and it just automatically comes up and, basically says, what you needed to say, right? You're pointing at the file, the PowerPoint presentation, the website, whatever. And it's pretty much locked down. Users can't really interact with it necessarily, depending on what it is. So all that is controlled. And by default, the kiosk mode is that setting for this digital app. Digital signage app.
You take Windows and you can work hard and make it a kiosk look and feel. With IGEL, with this app, basically is kiosk look and feel. That's all you have to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fail gracefully and restore quickly.
If something were to happen, you can either restart the app or just reboot the machine and you're back to, again, kind of going back to that read-only OS approach. Just reboot and you're good to go if need be. Yeah.
And then finally, the last one is scalable. Whether you're a company with 10 signage devices or 10,000 signage devices, it's the same solution, works the same way, period.
Yeah, kind of goes back to the centrally managed first bullet point. UMS is designed to be scalable with tens of thousands of devices under management. As I mentioned earlier, if it's 1,000 devices that are running digital signage, I mean, you can manage those very easily. Certainly expand that fairly quickly.
Yeah.
So
Chris, I'll wrap us up like this. I'll ask you a question. Is the current digital signage industry broken?
I would say probably yes. Given that they're probably going with an old model, hence the name IGEL Disrupt for many years, disrupting that line of thinking.
Yeah, I would agree with you. It's broken. And we only know it when it all goes down, because when it happens onesie twosies here or there, we don't realize it's broken, but it is broken and has been broken. And IGEL is kind of rebooting that side of the business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris, I appreciate the time. Good conversation.
Sure. Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Next time. I don't see you. We'll have a Merry Christmas if I don't see you again, but we'll pick it up in the new year and have a whole new series of blogs that we review.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.